The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 9 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports radio and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we have a lot of great info in here this week that includes new shows, writing news, new podcasts, behind-the-scenes info, some great audio that I want to highlight, and of course, plenty more. But as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes, so let's go. And we have a lot of play-by-play notes this week, so let's start with that. And a few months ago, Chicago Bulls play-by-play voice Neil Funk announced this season was going to be his last, and that he's also cutting back a bit on his schedule during his final year. So last week, NBC Sports Chicago announced who would be filling in for Funk on those days. And we have White Sox play-by-play voice Jason Benetti, also Adam Amin, ESPN broadcaster who has called games on both radio and TV and in both college and the NBA, J.B. Long, the radio voice of the L.A. Rams, Lisa Byington, Fox Sports announcer who's called games for the Chicago Sky, and lastly, analyst for the Windy City Bulls, Chicago Bulls, and longtime NBC Sports Chicago contributor Mark Schanowski. And they're all going to get time on the schedule filling in for Funk in what is his last year with the team. How about another potential name to break into NBA broadcasting? The artist formerly known as Snoop Lion. Snoop Dogg joined the Lakers broadcast crew for a few minutes recently. He sounded pretty good.
Teamwork make a dream work. It takes two to make a thing go right. Oh, good D. Let's go. Get that. Get that glass. Let's go. Give it to LeBron. Let him run the point. Space the floor. Space the floor. Take your time. Lob up. Oh, that's a foul. That's a foul. Hey, I got to get back to my seat, man. I'm going to go back over to my seat.
Congratulations to Alan Bestwick, who was announced as the new voice of the UConn Huskies women's basketball team, which can be seen on SNY. Bestwick previously worked for ESPN, covering tennis and NASCAR. And for the Huskies telecast, he'll be joined by former UConn forward Megan Como as a game analyst and Maria Marino as the network's in-game reporter. Mike Monaco announced after 2 years he's no longer with the Big Ten Network, but is incredibly excited for his new opportunity as a play-by-play voice joining ESPN and their newly launched ACC Network. So good luck to him on that. Congratulations to Steven Strome, who announced his new role as the color commentator for Princeton men's basketball this season. All games can be heard on 103.3 WPRB. Strome also works as a board op for SiriusXM and contributes as a host to Talk North Pod, a platform with emphasis on Minnesota sports. Also in Minnesota, unfortunately, noted Vikings fan Mike Wabshaw, no longer working with the team where he worked as a senior manager of content for the Vikings Entertainment Network. Known as Wabi, he was also a contributor to the Vikings flagship radio station KFAN, and while they've not announced whether or not he's still with the station, Wabi was not on the last couple of episodes of Skull Stories, a weekly show he hosted with Mark Rosen. Some writing news is Alex Coffey announced she's switching beats with The Athletic, where she'll now cover The Athletic. Coffey moves from her role as a reporter for the WNBA's Seattle Storm, heading to Oakland now to cover the A's. No stranger to Major League Baseball, though. Coffey has previously worked with the Seattle Mariners and the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Congratulations to 106.7 The Fan's Chris Russell, who joined Sports Illustrated and SI.com as publisher of their Redskins channel, which is loaded with daily content. And each day they post two short videos discussing current events with the team, and then you can check out all their published articles for expanded info. Joining Russell for SI's Redskins site as a contributor is Russell's 106.7 The Fan colleague, Rick Snyder. Snyder's going to contribute with a few columns each week. Congratulations to Ian Castleberry, a fellow sports media writer. Castleberry has rejoined AwfulAnnouncing.com. He was previously with the platform from 2014 to 2018 and has a career loaded with writing credentials, including SB Nation, Heavy, Bleacher Report, Yahoo Sports, and others. But good luck to him on his return at Awful Announcing. Noted longtime NBA writer and blogger Rob Mahoney, who previously contributed to ESPN, NBC Sports, The New York Times, and most recently Sports Illustrated, announced after more than 7 years he's leaving SI. But Mahoney is joining The Ringer as of this week, so good luck to him on that new opportunity. Congratulations to Cam Underwood of stateoftheu.com. Cam was announced as the new co-host of Locked On Canes, a daily Miami Hurricanes pod as part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where he joins incumbent host Fred Perdue each day for the show. Matt Kearney announced he has a new position with Fox Sports Rapid City, 106.7 FM and 1150 AM in Rapid City, South Dakota. Kearney's going to take over as a full-time operations manager and sports marketing executive for the Fox Sports affiliate. He's been with the station since 2018 as a part-time producer. Getting a full-time position, though, means he's leaving the Black Hills Pioneer, which he's contributed to for nearly a decade. How about Trista Crick? This was an interesting one. As of last Wednesday, she was employed by USA Today Sports, where she's been since 2016, most recently as a digital producer and host of Sports Pulse. But on Wednesday, she made an appearance on Barstool Radio. And on Thursday, she was fired by USA Today. She was critical of Bolin Branch. Maybe they're a big supporter of USA Today. I'm not sure. But fired by USA Today Thursday, hired by Barstool Friday. So congratulations to her on a quick rebound. Philadelphia sports media veteran Rob Ellis announced a new TV show, which debuted this past Sunday. The former weekday host on 94 WIP and 97.5 The Fanatic in Philly can now be seen weekly with his new gig, Odds On, a sports wagering show focused on the NFL and fantasy football, airing Sunday mornings at 8:30 on CBS3 in Philadelphia. The show is hosted by CBS3 sports anchor Pat Gillen, with Ellis providing analysis. Also in betting news, this happened about a week ago, but I should mention the new partnership between Yahoo Sports and MGM Resorts, making Yahoo Sports the official digital media sports partner of MGM Resorts. And there was not a ton of info announced with this yet, but the announcement did state that transactions are still going to take place through BetMGM, which likely means Yahoo Sports won't become a sportsbook, but will direct people to BetMGM for their wagers. You may have heard these. I don't know if you heard them back to back, but I wanted to take a second to acknowledge two rants that happened in the same week last week that are Hall of Fame worthy, absolute perfection when it comes to entertainment value. Ken Carman, host of the Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He was doing so well at first, trying to keep calm, and then he just lost his mind talking about the Browns.
Every single time we watch out one of these quarterbacks that will hopefully take us from the hell that we have created for ourselves throughout this entire time and have us have this happen yet again. More saviors, more societies, the same damn actions, the same thing. The emperor no longer has clothes.
And then Sean Morash, and give credit to Damon Amendola, host of a national weekday show on CBS Sports Radio, but he knows when to just sit back and let his producer take off, which happens a decent bit, but this one might top the list.
What a waste! Another wasted year! The worst record since 2017! And that's on Pat Shermer! And that's on John Mara, who is so concerned with straight cats running all over the field and not how to put together a proper coaching staff! And Saquon Barkley's been in the league 2 years. We run one screen to him. We can't figure it out. But, hey, here's an end around to a tight end. Great creativity, Pat. Why don't we draft a running back second overall you don't know how to use? An offensive genius, an adult in the room? My ass! My fat ass!
Would somebody open the hatch and get Mraz off the mothership before he explodes? I was worried for his health. I thought Chernoff might have to run in with a bucket of water. But for those two rants to happen in the same week, pretty cool. And I should remind you, you can hear Sean Morash on his new CBS Sports Radio weekly show every Sunday morning from 2 to 6 a.m. And Ken Carman, in addition to his 92.3 The Fan morning show, he also hosts on CBS Sports Radio Saturday mornings at 10. Maybe, just maybe, we can hear them join forces for an hour of rage one day. A couple more notes. Last week was the last for Morgan Ammons as a video producer with Sports Illustrated. She didn't announce what was next or if something was immediately on tap for her. But prior to SI, Ammons had 10 years working with both CBS Sports and ESPN. Lastly, after 4 years, Danny Segura is no longer with Vox Media and MMAfighting.com. Segura, though, he made sure to note he's not leaving the sport, and he'll have an announcement soon about where he's headed to cover the MMA, so we'll certainly keep tabs on that. All right, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to Episode 9 of Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. With some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Big up.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contis. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, barrettsportsmedia.com.